passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texans saw firsthand how fire can get out of control in a big way, taking property and lives in its path. Mary Leathers is with the Texas Forest Service.
We have wildland fires all across our state.
People may move to rural areas for the peace and quiet, but discover peace of mind doesn't always come with the package. In times of drought, grassy and wooded areas make good kindling for wildfires. Leather says homeowners should take time this month to assess potential fire danger extending at least 30 feet around your home. This is called defensible space planning.
We need to look at the vegetation that grows up to the side of your home. And we need to look at doing some thinning and mowing on that. We need to look up and we need to look at the trees, see if we've got any limbs that are overhanging our roof line or especially our chimney.
If you have firewood stacked near your home, move it.
What we need to look at doing is bringing in what we need and stacking the rest of it 30 feet or so away from the house.
She also suggests trimming or mowing all tall grass around the home, as well as planting native plants and grasses. Not only do these species require less water, they're also more fire-resistant than non-natives. There's additional information on this topic at the Texas Forest Service website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.